This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. An agency that works with nonprofits across the state, including agencies like the Galesburg Community Foundation, will be setting up shop locally. I think they've probably spent enough time here that they just needed the real estate. So there you go. We'll talk about that with Josh Gibb, the executive director of the Galesburg Community Foundation, who's here with me in studio. Thanks for coming in, Josh.
Absolutely.
And Sarah Tapscott with the agency named Forefront is joining us on the line from Springfield. Sarah, thanks for your time.
Absolutely.
I'll start with you first, Sarah. I know we've talked a couple of times on this program about things you were involved in regarding the Community Foundation, but for folks who don't know, what is Forefront?
Forefront is a state association here in Illinois for both grant makers and nonprofits. So we are headquartered in Chicago and have an office in Springfield as well. And just as you mentioned, we have been doing a lot of work in the Galesburg area, and so we will be opening our third regional office in Knox and Warren County in summer sometime around probably July.
It'll be certainly great to have you here in the area for sure. Josh, talk about some of the things that you've worked with Forefront on.
Sure. Well, it's a fantastic organization that for the longest time I've gotten to know really on the legislative side of things and on the policy side of things. That's where my first awareness of them came from. But most recently, we've been partnering with them on all of our nonprofit capacity work. So the things that we do to provide the trainings around fundraising and marketing and communications and donor development and board culture and just all the things that you need to actually run an effective nonprofit organization, we've been partnering with Forefront on because they are also doing that work in other parts of the state. And it's been great, and it's been very beneficial, I think, for the nonprofits in our region, which is why we've wanted to further that partnership with Forefront.
Josh or Sarah, have you found that maybe an agency, a nonprofit agency forms, and then it's I imagine it's a little bit difficult for them to keep an agency running. Probably it's harder to keep it running than it is to start an agency, isn't it, in many respects?
That's been probably our experience at the Community Foundation. Okay. People are passionate. People want to be a part of change in their community, but all of the things that go into having that nonprofit, like filing the 990 and making sure that your board of directors, you know, has this. And I just talked to a nonprofit about having a whistleblower policy and having a conflict of interest policy. It isn't just a nonprofit isn't something that you do because you really care about your community. It's a legal structure and there are rules and there are things that you need to be aware of, and that's why we have spent a lot of time at the Community Foundation focusing on the best practices and the best things that you can incorporate into the passion that you have when you start that nonprofit organization.
Sarah, do you find a lot of that? Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, and I would add too that you know things change over time, and so where a nonprofit might have been very effective in fundraising efforts, let's say 15 years ago. The landscape has changed tremendously with the way donors are giving, whether it's online or through social media or whatever. And so organizations like Forefront, you know, we're charged with staying on top of trends and what's happening and bringing those resources to the nonprofits. Like you said, it's not necessarily about, you know, the struggles of getting them up and running, but keeping them efficient and sustaining their work.
So, Sarah, from Forefront's perspective, why Knox and Warren counties versus some other locale in between Chicago and Springfield?
Right. So a lot of it has to do with the work that's already being done in the area between the Community Foundation and Forefront. I was actually on your show, I believe, back in January.
Yeah.
When we were launching the nonprofit network, which is a, you know, partnership between Forefront, the Community Foundation, and then the two local chambers. And so there was so much going on already that it just seemed like a natural fit for our organization as we have been looking to expand our services statewide. What would be that next area? And, you know, the Community Foundation has been very supportive of our work. Josh is on our board and believes a lot in the work of Forefront and what we can do to support the nonprofits locally. And I'll let Josh kind of further explain the partnership or sort of how it, you know, came to here lately.
Yeah, well, and the other part to put into that, which everything Sarah said is absolutely true, is we've been doing this nonprofit capacity work inside our office walls since 2009, I think, is when we started the what we called the Certificate in Nonprofit Governance. And it has just continued to evolve and continue to evolve. And the work has been really rich, and I think it's helped a lot of organizations. But this partnership for the Community Foundation lets us build this relationship with Forefront where we can put those responsibilities in their very capable hands and then lets the Community Foundation begin to focus on the other things that we need to be doing for nonprofits. So this idea of a partnership and this idea of this regional office is great because we have talked about for the longest time, hey, who else is working in this space and who can you build partnerships with to get it done better? And that's what we saw with Forefront. At the same time, there'll be a full-time person here located serving our nonprofit organizations around all of these issues. The other thing that I'm really excited about is, this is the third office for Forefront. So there's an office in Chicago and there's an office in Springfield, and all of those nonprofit organizations are also working on issues or whatever it might be. And some of them are the same issues that our nonprofits are working on. Now we have sort of this connectivity between all of the nonprofit organizations around issues that are affecting our state, and that just strengthens the work. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about it, and I think it's going to be really well or do really well for our local organizations. And our organizations are probably going to, in some ways, be able even to help other organizations across the state. So I think it just puts us in a really good position. And I'm thankful that Forefront wanted to explore the opportunity.
Is there one big issue right now that that you're looking at, Josh or Sarah, or is there a lot of smaller issues that maybe agencies like yours and other nonprofits have in common?
Well, I think for at least our local agencies, I mean, there's a lot of diversity in what it is that they do. I mean, when you think about the two-county region, there's well over 300 nonprofit organizations, and all of them are unique and their approach and unique in what their mission is. So this isn't a way to get nonprofits to, you know, like all work on an issue or, you know, what this is a way for nonprofits who are working on a specific issue to connect with other nonprofits around that specific issue. And it all comes to sort of scale. But I was on a tour up in Chicago for Forefront, and we went to this organization that had provided really an umbrella service around literacy efforts. And there was 140 organizations housed in one location that were all working around Chicago literacy efforts in Chicagoland. But the way that they tackled that is, you know, we're going to focus on this, they had just sort of divided it up, and they had done all this space sharing, and it was very cool and it was very inspiring. Now, we don't have 140 organizations working on a single issue in the region, but if I could connect the organizations here locally working on childhood literacy to those 140 organizations through now this new Forefront network, what a great resource that is for our local organizations. And that list just goes on and on and on. So that's what I'm really excited about in this partnership.
That's fantastic. I have about a minute left. So, Sarah, where will this office be located? Do we know yet?
We are still looking. I'm definitely looking at spaces in both Galesburg, Monmouth. We're really interested in looking at co-locating and working with organizations that are working with the nonprofits and have that space to do trainings within their offices. We just want to be an asset to whatever community it is that we're located in. So that's what we'll be doing the next few weeks. The position announcement's out there. We're taking applications, you know, as we speak. And our hope is, like I said, by mid-July, to have that coordinator hired, have the office set up, and to continue to provide those nonprofit capacity building services that, you know, the Community Foundation has set up and just have a smooth transition.
I'm actually would like them to find a different location to work with the Community Foundation. I really want them to have that independence where it's their space and it's theirs and they begin to build or expand the credibility that they have been building here regionally and it be a place where people want to go. So Sarah's on it. She's gonna find that perfect location. And again, I think for our region, just the idea that there will be the leveraging of resources for our local nonprofits is really what I want people to understand why the Community Foundation is doing this, because it's going to bring value to the work of every nonprofit locally.
Sarah Tapscott with Forefront and Josh Gibb with the Galesburg Community Foundation. Thanks to you both for coming in, and we welcome you to the area, Sarah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Will.
Stay tuned. Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.